me, my love. A Good Omens podfic, written by Spinner of Yarns, and read by the author. Summary. Angel, I'm back.
I say, are you inside this confounded thing?
Aziraphale, we've been doing this for decades. I know you know how a telephone works.
Last time I called you, you just made a noise at me.
Aziraphale got a telephone for the bookshop as soon as they were invented. They've regretted it ever since. Notes. The initial inspiration for this were some fake old-timey greetings for talking on the telephone from thatsbelievable.com, as well as the enemy endearments from that one Tumblr post. Partially inspired by the communication of one Anthony J. Crowley with associate A.Z. Fell from the year of someone's Lord 1862 to the post-Armageddon era by enough of it all, because I was on the fence whether I should make this dialogue only or not, and just pushed me to make a dialogue only after all. Title from Call Me by Blondie.
A.Z. Fell, purveyor of books to the gentry.
Angel.
All those years spent avoiding you, only to have it ruined like this.
I can hang up if you want to.
No, no, you've contacted me. Surely you have something important to say.
I miss you.
I'm sorry, you what?
Don't make me say it again. I know you heard me.
Of course I did. I just seem to remember you saying something about not needing me the last time we spoke.
Yes, well, you call our relationship fraternizing.
That is technically what it is?
What? Technically, yeah, sure. It still fucking hurts. I opened up my stupid heart to you.
What?
Only to have you stomp on it.
Crowley, I did not stomp on your heart. I told you I will not aid you in destroying yourself and raised completely valid concerns about my head office. If you come crawling back to me just because your other friends are no longer an option and you're bored, you should at least have the decency to do so in person.
Aziraphale, you maddening creature. First of all, I couldn't do this in person if I wanted, since you've warded your shop specifically against me.
Second of all, I lied. I don't have any bloody friends, unless you count Leonard from accounting, which I don't, because he'd report me straight to Beelzebub if I'd ever told him anything about myself that's actually true.
You're my friend. You're my best friend.
Oh, how nice to be the best by default.
Ah, gosh, you're so infuriating. I wish I could kiss you.
Well, I shall consider it.
Does that mean I can come over?
If you've actually tried to cross the wards, you'd have found all they do is ruin your hair.
I have. I thought that was a pretty good sign you didn't want me there. I also didn't want you to see me with awful hair.
Ah, as if the entirety of this 13th century didn't happen.
Aziraphale, you promised not to bring that up again. Well, you promised not to leave me.
Apologies. That was quite unseemly of me.
Angel, I never wanted to leave you. I just wanted to be able to protect us if my head office found out.
Very well. You may take me out to dinner.
I shall cherish the privilege. What?
It's me.
Ah, if it isn't my beloved nemesis. What made you reconsider your stance on telephones?
I haven't heard from you in years. You didn't reply to any of my correspondence and ignored my knocking anytime I tried coming over. I understand that you were making a point about the possible benefits of this new piece of technology, but this has gone on for too long.
What? I just saw you.
We went to see a play with a friend of yours. Crowley, that was 3 years ago.
Was it? I didn't mean to sleep that long.
Are you telling me you've been sleeping this whole time while I've been worried sick about you?
Angel, you're worried about me.
Well, I see now that I shan't have bothered.
You were. I knew you liked me.
It is a terrible tragedy.
For you, maybe. I, on the other hand, am going to celebrate. How about bring over a bottle of champagne, eh?
Make it 2. Crowley?
Hell. I am in hell.
What?
And soon, you'll be there with me.
I beg your pardon? Molly, don't you make sounds at me, you old serpent. Are you just going to ignore me now? Crowley. Foul fiend. Since when do they even have telephones in hell anyway? So now you've finally decided to talk to me, my loathed love.
Huh? What are you talking about, Aziraphale?
Gabriel! Oh, sorry! I thought this was someone else.
Who?
A human. They keep coming to my bookshop, you know, they call sometimes, for books.
And you call them love?
No, of course not. It's the name of a brand new book that I am selling. Instant bestseller. Enemies to lovers, you know, very popular. In literature. Among humans. Nothing we need to worry about.
Right, no, of course we don't. Listen, I'm calling you to remind you your review is coming up soon.
Oh, goodness me, is it time already?
Yeah, we expect you up here in 5 years. Oh. So be on time.
Telephones were a mistake.
Angel, I'm back.
I say, are you inside this confounded thing?
Aziraphale, we've been doing this for decades. I know you know how a telephone works.
Last time I called you, you just made a noise at me.
Is that why I have the weird message from you on my answer phone?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, of course you don't. Listen, I'm not staying in London for long. Do you want to grab lunch before I leave? My treat. I still owe you for... Well, I'm sure I still owe you for something.
How long will you be gone this time?
I don't know, Angel. A couple months, maybe.
I'll call you.
Write letters.
Better not. No paper trail. We've agreed on that.
Right. Guess I'll just have to recite all the lovelorn poetry I'll write for you over the phone, then.
Oh, stop it, you serpent. Promise?
Promise.
Anthony J. Crowley speaking. Oh, it is a lovely name. Aziraphale, my adored archenemy. To what do I owe the pleasure?
I just wanted to check in, see how you're feeling.
Angel, I told you not to fuss. I'm fine, barely even hurts anymore.
I am not fussing. You're simply not treating the situation seriously enough.
I think you're taking it seriously enough for the both of us. I was okay enough to leave the bookshop for several days before you led me, I might add, and you're somehow still worried.
I'm not worried. I simply feel responsible. That is all.
Angel, come on. Look, it was my decision to come and save you, okay?
Yes, but you could have saved me from outside the church.
There's no fun in that.
Fun? You fainted from the pain.
I just rested my eyes for a second. You're being dramatic.
Yes, in the middle of walking, the perfect time to sleep.
How would you know? You don't even sleep.
I simply don't understand why you would endanger yourself like that, Crowley. I really don't. Because I love you.
I... They were about to shoot you, Aziraphale. How long would it take until you'd get a new body, huh?
You'd miss me?
After all this time, how can you still doubt that? I've been away from you for 2 hours and I miss you like a severed limb. More importantly, I can't stand the thought of you being stuck in heaven for Satan knows how long.
I'd be fine.
If you get to fuss and worry about me, I get to fuss and worry about you.
Crowley, I...
Yeah?
I can't believe you'd confess your feelings over the telephone like this. How dare you?
Yeah, proper demon me.
I refuse to say it back over this dreadful machine.
You want to say it back?
Oh, Crowley, of course I do.
You come over, just to see for yourself that I'm alright. And if you want to tell me any, three words you have on your mind, that's fine too. Won't complain.
Will you say it again?
Well, I'm not gonna leave you hanging. That'd be rude.
No, I mean,
I love you, Angel.
Oh. Set the phone down.
What?
Set the phone down, I want to come over. But, oh, right, of course. Well, that was odd.
Angel, you can hang your phone up now, Curly.
Right, yeah. It's 2 a.m, we're closed. What do you mean I go too fast for you?
Crowley.
Hello.
Of all the nonsensical things to say, we've been dating for 90 years.
Well, that depends on how one looks at it, of course.
26 then, if you want to count it like that.
Could also be 1,000 though.
How would it?
Rome? Oysters? Ring a bell? What was that if not a date?
Ah.
Curly, I'm not trying to dismiss our relationship. I simply need a moment.
A moment?
Yes.
Like a break?
No. I just need space for a bit. I'll pull myself together.
Angel, did I do something wrong?
No, Crowley, you've been wonderful. I just need to process the fact that I've handed you the one thing that could take you away from me.
Angel, you know I'd never leave you.
I know you wouldn't.
Look, I'll give you all the space you need. But if you need a hug, I can always come over to the bookshop.
Oh.
I'll hang up now, okay? Take all the time you need. I love you.
Thank you.
Don't thank me, Angel. Hello? Angel?
A hug would be nice, come to think of it.
AC Fells, how may I help you?
Angel, it's me.
My most admirable antagonist.
You got it.
Listen, I'm on my way to the bookshop and... On your way? How long is your phone cord?
What? No, I got a mobile phone, remember?
And why would you contact me on this infernal device?
I bought it on Earth.
That changes nothing about its demonic nature.
I have a demonic nature and you seem to tolerate me.
Barely.
Besides, I didn't really influence it. Just all downstairs I did. Contacting anyone, anywhere, anytime. I'd never think of something so horrible.
I'm sure you've had plenty horrifying ideas.
Thanks. I still think you should claim it too. It'd be easy to spin as a positive development.
I'd rather not give upstairs any ideas. They already think you could just barge in here anytime.
Almost like it's a shop.
Oh, don't you start.
I'm just saying. Anyway, I wanted to ask if I should pick up something to eat.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Any requests? You know my taste well enough. Yeah, of course I do, Angel. I'll be there soon.
Wait.
Hmm?
You don't have to hang up.
See? I told you I'll warm up to the idea.
I've done no such thing. I merely wish to make sure you won't be participating in any wiles.
Of course.
It's my job.
Yeah, I wasn't done in it.
It'd be unprofessional of me to let you run around willy-nilly.
Be easier if we live together.
Sorry. No, Oh, Crowley, you know we can't.
Yeah, I know. Still, would be nice, eh?
It would.
Look, I have to order. I'll talk to you in a bit, yeah?
Yes, of course.
Fuck.
A text message.
Huh?
From the number.
What is this?
020-4206-9666. Hey, Angel.
Crowley, is this some kind of a joke?
It's ducking freezing in here.
What is that mechanical voice?
I think the heating's broken. Too cold for Merkles. PLS, come over.
Oh, darling.
Not to cuddle or anything. That would be ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
Afraid we're quite definitely closed.
Zero fail, it's me. We need to talk.
Yes, I rather think we do.
I assume this is about
Armageddon, yes. Crowley?
Rude.
Crowley? This is Anthony J. Crowley. You know what to do.
I'm sorry.
Do it with style. I just...
Never mind.
Crowley and Feld residence.
Satan, I'm never getting used to this.
Crowley, darling. I'm at the farmer's market. What kind of jam do you want? Do they have pear?
I'm sure they will.
Lovely. Anything else I should bring back?
Yourself?
Obviously I will. Anything other than that?
No, that's all I've ever wanted.
Pear jam.
You marry me.
Oh, fuck.
Anthony J. Crowley, how dare you ask me over phone? I know. I had a plan, too. I was going to take you out instead of just blurted it out like an idiot. I was going to ask you, damn it.
You were?
Well, obviously that's ruined now.
You can still ask me if you want it.
What's the point? Obviously you'll say yes since you've asked me yourself.
As if there was ever any doubt about that.
Well, you never know.
I'd have said yes if you asked me in Eden. Be a bit confused, since marriage wasn't even invented yet, but I'd say yes.
Come home. But the jam, oh, such a jam! The love of my life has just asked me to marry them, and I'd love to say yes to their face.
Oh. You're going to say yes?
Crowley, I was going to ask you myself. Of course I'll say yes.
This wasn't exactly the romantic proposal you deserve. I wouldn't blame you for turning me down.
Darling, if you don't come home and kiss me right this very second, I shall be very cross.
Okay. Put the phone down then.
See you soon, darling. Yes! Oh, Crowley, of course I'll marry you. Angel, are you crying?
No, I was cutting onions.
Oh, of course.
At the farmer's market. Common pastime.
Yes, I do believe I've heard of it. There. No more tears. How dare the onions do this to my fiancé?
Your...
Angel. Oh, darling, stop it. Or I'll start crying too. I'm trying. But I love you so much. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, I love you too.
Ah, shit, I left my phone there.
The end. Thank you for listening.